previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Well, no stranger to the station, being on the show before, and nice to catch up with the Premier of the Eastern Cape. Good morning, Premier Oscar Mubuyane. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning, sir, and good morning to your listeners. I'm doing fine, man. Thank you so much. And how are you doing?
We fine, thanks.
We're very well. Premier Sabulela ngubuko bakho eGqeberha in Nelson Mandela Bay. If you could just kindly explain to us the reason for your visit to the metro.
Thank you very much once again. The government has adopted a plan, a program. We call it a post-stopper visit. We're having the presented at the State of the Province address and highlighted number of key projects. And you would understand if you follow that SOPA, that couple of our key catalytic projects are in Nelson Mandela, particularly in Kuha, those projects that relate to your gas and your LNG programs that we're working with the Department of Energy and Minerals, and a number of other initiatives that we are having in that particular site. So we're visiting as part of our monitoring and evaluation and see whether issues that we have said must be done are being done. If they're not, what is the problem? Where are we stuck? So that we make it a point that we really move forward. But also to monitor the vaccination program. You know that we have just started the second phase of the inoculation of our people, particularly the elders above 60 and those with comorbidities. So we're also looking at that. And so far, in terms of reports that have came through, we are relatively doing fine. We've almost gone beyond 50% of the allocation we got from national and within a few days, and we believe that at no time we'll be done with that. So we are looking at those issues, but just to make it a point that government works and all issues that we've said must be done are done. We attend to problems, and we are all doing these things in the context of our district development model. As you know, that's the new service delivery model that has been adopted, working with municipalities, working with wards, to make sure that we minimize all what we see out there, issues of service delivery, protestation. We attend to petitions, we respond to people, etc. We meet relevant stakeholders. But also are visiting the new head office of the National Port Authority, as you know, that they've relocated from Durban to PE. We will be visiting those offices and see whether things are settling well there and what support do they need from the province. So that's a kind of monitoring work that we're doing as government, just to support all the government programs and make it a point that where there are actually challenges, we are able to resolve challenges and get things done.
Premier, I'd imagine also on the agenda is quite a big one, the drought management across the Eastern Cape. How's that coming along?
Yes, yes, definitely. We're working very closely with the Department of Water Affairs to look for the immediate to short to medium as well as the medium to long term solutions to address the problem. It's been a problem for more than half a decade now, the issue of drought in the urban area, particularly Nelson Mandela as well as your Sarah Batman area. Yes, there are initiatives that are being done, including rationing of water and all that, just to mitigate the effects of this challenge of a drought, but also getting support. As you know, that part of our Nelson Mandela areas are getting water from Harib Dam through the channels that are there. But we are also looking at this program of desalination. We are happy that Nelson Mandela County has finally approved that proposal or initiative by Kuha Development Agents on the desalination. And we're also looking at national support, because it's one of projects that was to be funded through the budget facility infrastructure program through Treasury. There were some challenges around that, but now it has been approved. We believe that we'll be able to work together, national, provincial, as well as local, in this case, your district, your municipality, your metro, to get that project taking off. It's going to give us a long-term solution. I think it's going to give us a more sustainable solution to the issue of the drought, and if we are able to actually sell water from the sea.
Premier Ndiyavuya wethu Buthethange, national support, very important, particularly to development and growth within the province. Do we have any plans for development and growth around the Eastern Cape?
Yes, a lot. If you go through our State of the Province address, you'll be able to follow a number of key catalytic projects that we've raised there, which we believe that they will be able to help us to turn the socio-economic outlook of the province. There are a couple of key projects. If you look at your LNG, it's more than 20 billion project, which is actually meant to be implemented in Kuha. But also looking at what's happening with Total down there at Mosselbay, which is going to be linked to us as well. We're working to ensure that Bukwa or Nelson Mandela becomes a national gas hub. So there are quite a number of those projects that are taking place there. The software details those projects, the catalytic projects across the province. And we believe that if we can implement those projects soon, we'll be able to make our province to offer greener pastures to its young people, especially those graduates who are currently unemployed and a number of other people who are leaving our province to look for greener pastures elsewhere.
Currently in Nelson Mandela Bay, Premier Oscar Mbubuyane, thanks for joining us on the show this morning, Premier, and wishing you all the best.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you so much. All the best on your program as well.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.